It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, Nation. Wolchuk's Top 10 coming up here in just a second. This segment of the GBAC Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. Principal office, Dallas, Texas. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Jacob Ray has our champion. Good afternoon, sir.
All right. It's been 2 days since this audio has seen the light of day. The champion, is it a 3-day champ or is it a 2-day champ? Or a 4-day champ?
I think this
is looking for three.
Yeah.
Today would be three.
Yeah, today would be three. Who's the champ on Thursday, Friday? Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I've heard this clip a couple times. It's titled Brian Broaddus, Question So Long You Would Have Thought It Was Edited.
Hey, Jared, maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night with the broadcast. Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
Why do I feel like that the last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem. But I was just wondering if there's something I'm missing there. I'm trying to kind of feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup like? Because I was listening to you last night. You're like, well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know. And you're like going, I'm going, damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where they just haven't gotten through that part.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Is it okay to answer now?
Yeah.
You done? I love it. Kind of a three-parter, but yeah, I think you outdid Chief, didn't you? You got to a minute 20 seconds.
Made history.
No, it was a three-parter. It was a lot longer, and I think I gave Jared a taste of his own medicine a little bit.
But, there you go.
Yeah,
but
just a little bit
longer, a little bit longer.
I like it. I like what you're doing there.
Yep.
About time somebody stands up to him in his reign of terror.
Damn right.
You know, I'm just glad he didn't try to assassinate your character.
He thought about it. After I interrupted constantly. Him the third time, I think he thought about it. Yeah,
Jared had, I believe, Lucius counted six yas all throughout that to try and get to his answer.
So good. Okay, it is time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20. Here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
All right, make sure tomorrow you're going out to Whataburger. Go check out the KNC Masterpiece. They're going to be out there. I think you even got some Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. They're going to be partying out there as well from 10 to 12. Mm-hmm. So get the Water Refresher out there. Brian loves them. They're absolutely delicious. You can meet the world-famous Cowboys cheerleaders, but you can also meet the world-famous KNC Masterpiece. So get on out there, 10 to 2, El Dorado and Coit, and get some delicious Whataburger.
Yeah, it's a 10 out of 10 situation. And maybe the Rowdy Wagon makes an appearance.
Ooh, the Rowdy Wagon.
I mean,
Ooh.
You never know until you show up.
Who knows? There could be a lot of rowdy things.
Get a glimpse of that warlock.
Oh, my rowdy friends.
Might be over there on Monday night. Shady Trail or something, though.
Yeah, 10-250.
Harry Hines.
It's a good spot right there.
10-250.
Gosh, I know it well. All right, so KNC did the head coaches list that CBS Sports came out with like an hour ago.
Sean McVay.
Gonna pivot from that.
Andy Reid.
Those were the top two on that, by the way. Shoddy was way down at 31.
Who was behind it?
Kellen Moore was ahead of him, I will say that, and that's laughable. CBS Sports should be embarrassed about that.
Yeah, it was like unproven or underwhelming. They had him in tears, and so Brian Callahan, the coach of the Titans, was last.
Oh, wow.
And then Shoddy was at 31. They had Daboll ahead of him, Kellen Moore ahead of him, Aaron Glenn of the Jets, Raheem Morris of the Falcons, and Liam Cohen. Of the Jags, unproven, underwhelming.
All new guys. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Fine.
I mean, hey, well, he's got to prove it, but 31, hopefully.
I believe. I said earlier today on my podcast, how about, wow, you can subscribe now on YouTube. I think for the first time in the modern play design era, the Cowboys have some coaches that give you a chance, to actually give your team an edge. Now, is the offensive line or is the running back good enough? I'm not sure. But I think what Shoddy, Adams, Riley, and a couple of other guys are going to bring has a chance to stop our play call envy, that started a decade ago with McVay and the Rams. I remember Mike asking Jerry Jones about what McVay was unleashing on the NFL. Yep. And Jerry basically said, well, that's why you're doing radio and we own an NFL team. And a decade later, I feel like the Cowboys have finally decided, hey, that's pretty legitimate, or hey, we got to try somebody else.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So, and it's fun. 469, not stealing KNC segments. I was hoping nobody saw that list yet today. That's why I was going to do it. So now I'm pivoting. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do that list. I've put together my own top 10 quarterbacks list to go head-to-head here with these execs, coaches.
I love when you do your own list.
And scouts. Put this together myself. And it is damn hard. Because the top 10 quarterbacks, I mean, man, this thing can change. I think the top four are obvious. Those guys are just in a category by themselves. And then everybody else is fighting and can change week to week, year to year. Based on what ends up happening here.
So this is a top 10 quarterbacks list made by, produced by, written by, and performed by the Woolly Bully.
Yours truly. So ESPN's had Mahomes at 1, Josh Allen at 2, Burrow at 3, Lamar Jackson at 4. I'll have those same top 4 in my 4. Maybe the order is a little different. They had Jaden Daniels at 5, Matthew Stafford at 6, Justin Herbert at 7, which I got issues with. Jared Goff at 8, Jalen Hurts was at 9, and then Baker was at 10. The honorable mention names were Stroud, Jordan Love, also receiving votes is where you got Dak Prescott, Kyler, Purdy, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and Bo Nix.
Seems like at about 7 is where I would entertain putting Dak.
Okay. Well, let's see. Number 1 for me.
Wait. Let's go from 10.
You want to go to 10 to
up? Let's go 10 and
all right, so
back.
The one's just missing. Just outside of the top 10.
Walchuk's honorable mention quarterbacks.
Dak's an honorable mention.
There you go.
Okay.
Jordan Love's an honorable mention.
Ooh.
Herbert's an honorable mention.
These are all fair, I think.
And I don't, like, Justin Herbert, And some of the comments, like when they put out that Dak was 78 or whatever he was in the top 100, I mean, people are just crushing Dak. And I get it. Like, I've been there. I've also been one that's critical of Dak. And maybe it's just he's ours, so I feel like, okay, it's okay if we do this, but if other people are coming at our guy, I'm bringing out the shield. I'm like, step off, all right? This is too much right now. Saying there's 200 players that you can name that are better than Dak, get off my lawn. That's a lot of crap, okay? You're going too far the other way on this. But Herbert's one of these guys that just, he's elevated for doing absolutely nothing. He looks good. He's got a great arm. He can make all the throws. Yeah. He can move around. Yeah, he's a scout's wet dream. Yeah. Hallelujah. In two playoff games, the dude has blown one of the biggest leads in playoff history, and then he looked like absolute doo-doo, throwing, what, four interceptions against Houston last year? He's been crap. So what do we knock Dak on? When you're in the playoffs and the bullets are flying, how do you play? Well, he hadn't played great. Herbert sure as hell has played worse than Dak has in those two playoff games. So no, Herbert's not in the top 10. Can he get there? Sure. He ain't there right now. Number 10, I'm putting Baker. And I'm stunned. I never thought that I would have Baker Mayfield after he left Cleveland in the top 10. But the guy's 2-3 in the playoffs. He's got just as many playoff wins as Dak. He broke the Browns' streak of not winning a playoff game. Won a playoff game in Cleveland with the Browns.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did it again in Tampa Bay. Almost was able to get them to the NFC Championship game 2 years ago. They've won the division title the last couple of years. The guy's mobile. He can make plays with his legs. He's a gunslinger. He's competitive. There's something about Baker, man, that he probably isn't getting as much credit as he deserves for what he's doing right now in Tampa. Now, yeah, he's had two good offensive coordinators, both of which have been elevated head coaches. But we'll see what happens in year three. But at number 10, this could change. Like Jordan Love, could he get up there? Love didn't have as good of a year last year as Baker did.
Yeah, like
half the touchdowns.
For me, if I'm starting a franchise right now and I got Love or Baker, I'm probably going Love.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. I mean, 40 touchdowns for Baker last year. I heard that a few weeks ago, 40. Yeah, what? Yeah. Like, I was not anticipating that being the number there. Mm-hmm. But he plays in an awful division, and they win like what, 9 games,
right?
You know, so
10 games.
I get where you're coming from. It's a tough call.
Like, but Baker definitely
deserves more respect than I think he
should. He have
gets.
16 interceptions with the type of running game he has.
No, well, I mean, two really good runners, two really good wide receivers, and a good offensive line.
I mean, you know, he did have 41 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He threw for about 4,500 yards. I was trying to say, man, impressive numbers, but should you have 16 interceptions if you've got the running game he has?
Well, Tampa last year, it was the second half of the season, they finally said, Bucky Irving, here you go.
Sure.
So the second half of the season, their running game really took off, and they started playing a lot better. First half of the season, it was Rashad White, and he was really struggling. They didn't have much of a running
okay.
game.
All right.
So maybe, I mean, I'd be interested to see like the split. First half of the season, interceptions.
Yeah.
First, second half.
I just wondered. I was sort of looking at that number. We're not watching Tampa play every single week,
mm-hmm.
but you just wonder why should a guy with those kinds of weapons have that many turnovers?
And yeah,
that's the Baker
gunslinger. He did have 570 attempts.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
that's
there's
a
something
lot
about
of
his
attempts.
Game. Yeah. He's able to rally you. He's got game-winning drives. I mean, it's pretty impressive. He definitely could fall off of this list, but right now, putting him at 10. Number 9, I'm sticking with C.J. Stroud. I think C.J. Stroud is a heck of a quarterback. He's 2-2 in the playoffs. He's won a playoff game in a division both years he's been in the league. And last year, the offensive line was terrible. Still put Houston in an opportunity to go ahead and compete and succeed. I've got Stroud at 9. At 8, give me Jared Goff. 5-5 in the playoffs. He's been to multiple NFC championship games, one Super Bowl. You know, to me, Goff, you can argue the system, but that's why McVay wanted to get rid of him. He's been brilliant in Detroit. And watching the show quarterback, like the great bond that Detroit and Goff have is super unique. The guy is one that I think it's easy to pick on him, but he's damn good, and he's accurate as hell. He can make all the throws. He's got some sneaky mobility to his game, and he was really good in some clutch moments for Detroit as well. So I'll put Goff at 8.
Probably should be higher, but
could be.
I see what you're doing.
I just don't think he's better than any of the quarterbacks. Well, there's one quarterback I think he could be better than.
Yeah,
but I got to give this guy credit because he deserves it. Yeah, I hate him, but I got to give it to him.
Other than Tua, he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks.
Super accurate. Can throw on the run. At 7, I'm still putting Jaden Daniels. I didn't want to put him in the top 5 yet, right? Mm. We got to see it 2 years in a row. We did this with C.J. Stroud. We wanted to elevate him a year ago. I think Jaden Daniels is one of these guys that absolutely could compete for the number one spot down the road. He's brilliant. We know what he a historic rookie season. His ability to just raise the level of play, I think, for those around him were also on full display. I'm a big fan. I'd put him higher, but 7's the highest I could go. I need to see more.
Who do you think throws the ball better between him and Lamar Jackson?
Daniels. And I thought that last year when we were scouting.
And their numbers
LSU.
Almost identical
yeah.
when it comes to completions and attempts.
Yeah, if you're just looking at last season alone, Jaden Daniels is a top 5 quarterback. But I get what Walchuk's saying here from a sample size thing. You want to see it a little bit more. But just alone last year, Jaden Daniels was an MVP caliber dude, without question.
At 6, I've got Jalen Hurts. And I think you got to give him the respect here. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's won one. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He's 6-3 in the playoffs. He's played well in big games. He's played well in clutch moments. I do think it's totally fair to say, hey, if I take him off of the Eagles and I put him on Tampa Bay, is he as good as Baker with the Bucs? I don't know. He's got a hell of a supporting cast, but you can't deny the fact that he's won and he finds a way to make it happen, and he was really good in that Super Bowl last year.
Tough. He's a good leader.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the fact that he runs so well is a massive feature. It's a huge part of this, right? As a thrower, as a game processor, I want him nowhere near my top 20 quarterbacks in the game right now.
Sure, agreed.
But the entire package, top 6, I'm fine with that.
He does not turn the ball over.
He doesn't. He's safe.
I mean, he had 5 interceptions last year, but that's why I asked the question about Baker Mayfield. And with a solid running game.
Mm-hmm.
The solid running game mean you don't turn the ball over. You know?
Yeah.
And Hurts is a really great example of that.
Top 5 at number 5 for me. I've got Stafford, 5-5 in the playoffs, Super Bowl champ, comeback player of the year, 5th most game-winning drives in NFL history. Mm-hmm. And last year he did it again. I mean, he almost had the chance to go on the road in the snow, played great against Philly. They almost stole that game. I got Stafford at 5. Lamar Jackson at 4. It's really just, it's the postseason success. And he's lost to Josh Allen. He's lost to Patrick Mahomes, the guys ahead of him. 2-time MVP. Lamar, can he get off the schneid this year? We'll see. Allen's at 3 for me. 7-6 in the playoffs, and he's an MVP. But he hasn't been able to beat Burrow. and he hasn't been able to beat Patrick Mahomes. And those are the two quarterbacks ahead of him. I got Burrow at two. If it's not for Joe Burrow, the Cincinnati Bengals have no shot of being anywhere near the playoffs. He took a team that for 30 years absolutely stunk, got him into the Super Bowl in year two with a historically bad offensive line, and he's really the only guy we've seen be able to get his blood, his heart rate, everything down to meet Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter, games on the line. Burrow can go and do it. Mahomes is one. I don't think it's close. I think it's the Mahomes tier, and then you've got the next three guys. Then we can talk about everyone else. 17-4 in the playoffs.
I think it is. I think it is closer, you know, just because of how bad the offense looked again in the Super Bowl. You know, like I can't just totally dismiss that, or the fact that statistically he was like the eighth best quarterback last year.
Yeah,
you know. So I do think it's close. You know, and if he has Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in that top five defense, probably nobody's beating him, but sure, nobody's going to have that supporting cast. I'm not sure who I think's better between Mahomes and Burrow anymore.
Did you see him get fat shamed last week?
I did.
That pop in the algorithm?
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Someone just called him embarrassing.
Yes. Embarrassing. Yeah. Some of his numbers are just unbelievable. Like, you get into the fourth quarter, and if he's trailing, it's literally a coin flip if they're able to win the game or not. That's just Mahomes' track record in the fourth quarter.
Awesome.
Like, he's just, he's an absolute freak of nature. But hey, Burrow or Allen, if they're able to knock him off, then I think, sure, the gap can close. Right now, I just think Mahomes is still the standard.
Was Kansas City's receivers that bad? The run after catch was awful for them last year.
They got a lot. I mean
does that make Mahomes' stats not look as impressive because
he's
dealing with receivers that can't run after catch? San Francisco had the same problem with Brock Purdy last year.
Sure.
You know, when you start to think about Mahomes and like, because you look at him as compared to yards after catch for other receivers, how his numbers are lower than all the other top quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with Kansas City's receivers aren't very good.
And they know
The ones that weren't, I mean, the hurt ones are good. The ones they played with last year were not good enough.
Thank you, Woolchuck. Top 10 at 220 every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation on The Fan. Coming up next, Chief, where are we going?
Best of the weekend, El Bombi, a cougar on the loose. And I would like to know, which of your own body parts do you feel personally most confident in next to the nation?
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.